This is Passion for Your Passions, a podcast about what makes life worth living. I'm Julie.
And I'm Krista. And on this episode, we're reviewing our year.
Yes, as podcasters and people, maybe.
I've been watching a lot of videos about hoof trimming.
Why? There's no, like, path in your life that I can foresee that you would ever need to do that.
Okay, so the way that I describe it, which I think, like, makes sense is, well, for one thing, like, I feel like it's kind of, like, in the same vein of, like,
ASMR.
I hate to say it, but, like, I think it's in the same vein as, like, pimple popping, that type of thing. But more specifically, I think, like, the way that this guy that I particularly watch will describe it is it's like, oh, these cows, because I watch cows particularly, it's like, these cows are in pain. And so then he'll, like, fix it, and then he's like, oh, they're not in pain. So it's kind of like a negative thing, and then a positive thing. And so it's just like, it's kind of like, oh, okay, yeah, happy.
I mean, I've watched them in passing, but I've never fixated on them at all. From someone who might have to do that in her lifetime, I have not fixated on it. I've just been like, cool, moving on. Or they're like, look at this. Or I think my favorite is when they get the tusks out of pigs. That's better. It's the same type of people that do the, like, hoof trimming. They'll be, like, tusks embedded in, like, the jaws of pigs. And they'll, like, go in there and just pull them out. And the pig's like, oh, God, thank you. Or they'll have fur that turns into, like, a pore. That stuff's interesting, too. So there's your next.
Well, maybe I'll have to, like, send you one and then see.
If I fall into a hole?
Yeah, see if you fall into a hole, because this honestly was not a hole that I was meaning to fall into, and I really don't even know where this came from, but now it's, like, a thing that I watch somewhat frequently. And I haven't managed to find, like, another YouTube interest that's, like, steered me away from it yet, which is normally how I do my YouTube, is it's like, this person, and then I'll, like, slowly run out of content, and then, like, maybe a year later, I'll be like, I wonder what happened to them, and then I'll watch them, and I'm like, no, the moment's passed.
No, I don't care anymore.
That's too bad.
Well, I guess we should start off with the big kicker. Is this gonna be our last episode ever?
Maybe. I think it's hard to say because, I mean, you know, maybe at some point we would want to do this again. I think, yeah, it's really weird to talk about this really just like this way. So basically the idea is that we're kind of burnt out and, I don't even know, do we want to like talk about just like burnout in general? Because, I mean, I think burnout's a very weird topic, because I think, like, it comes in a lot of different ways, and it's, like, I think, like, you can be burnt out from something where it's, like, burn this to the ground, I never want to do this again. But then sometimes it's more just, like, you do need a break, but then it's, like, it's hard to tell which is which.
Right. I think taking the break just lets you decide if it's possible or not that, hey, it just wasn't the right time for that. I had a lot going on. And so this particular thing I could not stay interested in because millions of other things were going on. Or if it's genuinely like, I spent too long on that, got sick of it, can't do it. And then as you said, the third one, which is just, I will never want to do this again. I hate it so much. And I think that you reach that point in burnout when you skip step one and step two, where you like power through feeling that kind of, ugh, I don't feel like doing this. If you power through that, that's when you do a permanent burnout. So I think that we're trying to prevent that by, you know, these past few episodes we've been phoning in. We've been, like, missing deadlines and just being like, God damn it. Like, that's a chore. It's something I have to do. It's not something I'm enjoying necessarily. So I think we're trying to avoid the permanent burnout. Not to say that we will come back, because I don't want to give false hope. Like, yeah, we'll be back in a year. And I don't want to put a deadline on it so that we return to it when we haven't had enough of a long break, but, it's a maybe.
Yeah, I mean, I think I would say it's probably the last episode. I mean, it's probably not the last thing that we'll do together. I don't know, just because of the kind of people that we are. It's just, you know, a matter of
what that would be, you know, what kind of, like, next things we would want to do. And, I mean, I don't know. Do you, like, even have any thoughts on that? Like, are there things that, like, you want to be pursuing?
Well, I do have one. I have a million. But, like, the one that comes to the forefront of my mind is I talked with another person about, like, reviewing restaurants and doing, like, a food-related thing. And we kind of had conflicting ideas, and I think it's because not only am I a control freak, I also specifically already had something in mind that was completely different than what they were. I was just trying to morph them together. But I want to do my recipe book, which is about perfecting recipes. Like, this is the perfect version of this recipe, and then putting it in a book. So, as silly as it sounds, that means that, like, I'm making 30 different batches of mac and cheese to get the right mac and cheese that cannot be better than what it is. And so I think that's just an interesting, funny concept. And I think I can make that into, like, a video type of thing where it's, like, me just, like, wrecking stupid pots and getting mad in the kitchen and then releasing, like, a book of all the recipes that I went through. That's my personal one. And, I mean, I'd love to have someone do that with me, but it is a very weird, specific Julie-type thing. So that one's kind of hard. Otherwise, I mean, there's a million things we've talked about doing together since we were, like, 14. There's so many things that we could go on. I think our perspective on video games, I definitely think we should do something video game related, if not, like, reviewing or playing or whatnot. I definitely think how we perceive and what video games we play is a good area for us.
Yeah, or we make a video game.
That. We're assembling the team, people. We need more to create this team to create a video game company.
Yeah, like, I think, like, a video game is definitely something I have been interested in before. And I know that there's avenues and ways to do it and things like that. I think the problem that I have is I think, like, the technical side is not the side that interests me very much. Like, I'm, like, interested in things that, like, maybe have to do with, like, design and, like, you know, art and that sort of thing. But, like, doing animation, doing, like, coding, doing, you know, like, that stuff just, like, doesn't do it for me. Obviously, like, I'm interested in world building and writing and, you know, that kind of stuff. But, like, you know, that's, the hard part is the coding and the animation. You need, like, I don't know. If it was ever gonna happen, we need somebody who's more, like, that side of it.
Right.
But definitely, like, the rest of it.
But I'll do, like, the other stuff.
Or I'd be interested in it. And, you know, also, like we said before, too, an RPG. I don't know if I could be that interested in it if it was something else. There's maybe a couple of genres, although it's, like, kind of, it's hard for me to, like, put my finger on, like, exactly what it would be. Like, maybe there's a reality in which, like, a platformer.
Or an indie game type of thing where it's, like, it's not an RPG where you change the story, but it is a story-based game that, like, has something going on in the background. Like Hollow Knight. You'd probably like to build and work on a game like Hollow Knight.
Yeah. Or, I mean, you know, like, Ori was kind of fun. Sad. But, you know, like, something like that where, like, I mean, you know, it would definitely have to have, like, somewhat of a story or whatever. But I think, like, there's a small pocket where I could do that, where it's not an RPG, but RPG would be the preference. And I think, like, for me, I don't know, like, I've had, like, a couple of thoughts of other things. Actually, one that I was kind of, like, dancing around with, although I haven't really, like, decided whether I'm going to do this or not, is because, like, one, I mean, obviously we have these microphones and things, and I was like, man, you know, like, I would still like to do something voice related. And so apparently it is quite easy to do stuff on Audible, like to just read for audiobooks. And I was like, maybe that would be interesting. I don't know, like, if it would go anywhere. It's not like me saying, like, oh, I'm gonna become, like, a famous whatever, but, like, there is a part of me that enjoys some of those things, because, you know, I used to do theater, and I think, like, I do have kind of, like, that part of me, too. You know, and I mean, I think, like, I'll keep writing and stuff. But I don't know. I think it's just more figuring it out. Figuring out what kind of artistic thing I would want to do and whether any of it would ever lead anywhere.
Yeah, need a little breather, regardless.
Yeah.
So, what were some of your favorite moments from the podcast, if any? Or were you just like, I hate this the entire time?
I think I definitely liked some of our, like, more in-depth talking episodes. Like, Lord of the Rings was a pretty good, pretty fun one. Especially because I actually, you know, like, forced myself to reread all the books, which was not something I had done in a very long time. And then I did also like it when we played, why can't I remember the name of it? When we played our Marvel game. When we were playing our Marvel game together that nobody listened
and nobody cared about.
I thought that episode was funny.
Yeah, that was a solid one, I thought. I liked that one, and I liked the deeper moments, like when we did the chemistry and the cooking and stuff, where we talked about, like, how it's a deep connection instead of just a... Well, one day I found it was, like, sweet. this is the thing. So I like that, and then I hope that people learn from some of it, like the beekeeping and the more specific ones where I'm like, don't do this, do this thing, and being more animated about versus us just being like, so what did you do today? Okay, well, let's just talk about that.
Yeah. I did also like authors with bad lives, mainly because that is just a thing that I enjoy.
Yeah, and started at, like, age 10. Like, why do I have this book report?
Yeah, I really just like to, like, say this information to people and just really confuse them because they're like, why? Why is this something that you fixate on? And I was like, I don't know.
Maybe. And then I love that we got a format together because I love the random sound bites and I love doing the, like, bloopers at the end. There is one specific episode that, like, I listened to the blooper part of it, like, 100 times because I did it just right to where it just synced together and it just cracked me up every single time. It was so stupid. So I like that.
I think I did like, actually, I liked our last one, which is kind of goofy, but I did like our last one. Mainly because it was, like, you being like, oh, Helm's Deep, it's the Neil Peart, and I just being, like, completely, like, I had lost it and thought you were talking about Peart Happily. And I was like, what? And I got so confused. Like, it was just this weird cognitive dissonance where I was like, what do you mean? Like, what is that? What are you saying?
That's not how you do with Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. Yeah. So, on the opposite end of that, what kinds of things, like, would you change? Like, I guess if you were ever gonna do something like this, whether it be a podcast or, like, some kind of a, I guess, like, a talking format, what kind of things would you change?
Well, I think we designed this podcast with the idea of guests, and then we didn't really do that.
Yeah.
And so, because of that, I feel like some of the formatting was just off, and that, you know, we were running out of topics because we expected more people to be on it for more things like that to occur. I'd say that, and then we both just, like, are bad or hate social media, and so we don't really work that angle into it, which is how you get people to listen. And so because we're both bad at that, we need, like, one other person that just loves that kind of thing to be like, now you're in charge of this because we hate this. And I think if we kind of did that a little bit more, it would have helped a lot. Because I think when we talk, it's fine. Like, we have good talking voices. We work well together once we figure out how to segue correctly. That's another favorite part, I think, is the whole segue. Like, now segue! And then we're like, you know how the guy who invented a segue died? And this, what? Why is this part of the conversation? So I liked those moments where we just, like, felt like we could just tell stories and didn't feel like we had to hit a time and had to do... We were trying to be more regimented about it, and I think that kind of took away from some of the laughter, some of the funniness of it. But it was also kind of, I think we were starting to get burnout, so that's why we're like, we need to set how we do this so we could just run through it, and, yeah.
Yeah, it's hard, because I think, like, there's a part of me that almost wishes it was more, like... You know, like, if the idea was we were talking about RPGs and, like, that's all that we talked about. And it's like, well, but then, like, would you still have the same issue? Would you just eventually run out of things, you know? And I mean, I guess, like, yeah, eventually, like, if it goes on for 5 years or something like that, like, okay, probably eventually you'd run out of topics, but, like, would we be more passionate about it? Could we do, like, a 5-part Mass Effect only type of thing, and then would that last longer?
Well, I think the idea would be that it is more work, because we were doing it more casually, but I think, like, with the Nicolas Cage project, we would have to do things like that, where we would seek out things to participate in to then talk about. So we could make it more like that, where it's like, this month I'm playing, like, we'll do media. Say, I'm reading this book, I'm playing this game, and I'm watching Brendan Fraser's movies. And then, so the next episode we talk about for the next month would be all those things. Be like, yeah, so last month I did this, and da-da-da-da-da. Go through all of them for a different week. And then the next month we'd have a different project. So the next month it would be a different video game, different book, different fixation on a media. I think that'd be a cleaner way to do it, instead of fixating on guests and various topics that, yeah, we ended up leaning towards media anyway, even though we have a million interests we could talk about. It's so much easier just to talk about media. That's what people like to talk about. So I think that would have been a direction we could have gone in, is seeking out projects to then talk about. Because I thought my Nicolas Cage episode was pretty good. And I mean, I'm very versed on Nicolas Cage now, so.
And you'll have that forever.
And I will have that forever for no reason.
Yeah, so, just in case anybody was curious, this is kind of what it's like to have a podcast. This is the deep, this is the non-funny part.
Mm-hmm. Trying to figure out what the fuck to talk about.
We're just sitting here in a room being awkward and serious. It's weird because it's like I keep having like an inclination to make a joke and I'm like, what joke are there?
Where are the jokes?
Yeah.
I want the funny.
I'll be funny here in this situation.
Do the laughter.
It's also, the other thing is the time has changed and it's very dark in this room, which makes it feel way more serious.
Super serial.
So yeah, I mean, I don't know like if I have anything else like particular to talk about besides like the fact that doing this just has been interesting. It's
I think we've learned a lot. We've gotten a lot better from like episode one that took us like 4 months. We're like, why are we so bad at this? This is supposed to be easy and fun.
Well, I think like, I mean, I don't know. I think it's hard because, you know, like, we do both come from a background of theater, so, like, we do know how that's supposed to be, but I think also, too, the first time you do anything, it is, like, you have, like, all of this anticipation about doing it when it's, like, really just, like, do it. It's gonna be bad. It's just going to. It's fine. It's not that big of a deal. You're worrying too much.
Just get it done.
But here's the thing, is that you'll never get better unless you be bad first.
The first step of being good at something is being bad at it.
Yeah. I mean, that's true of everything, unless, like, somehow you're just a prodigy. But, like, to be honest, like, that happens so rarely.
And it's more, it's things like, you have an ear for music, so you can go on a piano and it makes sense because all the notes are in line. And, like, there are sciences to it and so on and so forth, or your exposure to it. It's rare that it's just, like, out of nowhere, slap, like, I've never heard of this technology, I'm a master. Like, no, it's usually intuitive because of other things.
Yeah. And I think, like, the other thing, too, about that is, like, people have to realize that, like, okay, yeah, so, like, maybe this person is really good at music. Like, they can hear a note, play the piano, that sort of thing. They probably suck at other things, you know? So it's like,
can't have it all.
It's like, what do you want? Do you want to be able to, like, go into your garden and, like, cut weeds like a master or something? Or, like, do you want to have many skills that you're good at? I mean, I just, like, I feel like it's so rarely is it going to happen that, like, you're just going to, I don't know, walk up to a bonsai plant and you just get it. And you're like, yeah, I'm going to trim this and it's perfect and it's beautiful. You win all the blue ribbons. It's like, do you want that? Like, do you want that to be your life? Everything you walk up to, instant blue ribbons?
I mean, kind of. I mean, that sounds really convenient.
Yeah.
I'm being square.
Maybe if we were all robots.
Yes. I'm part robot. I agree with this.
Don't move my picture of my cactus.
Well, it was... I didn't want to steal it from you. Because I was just going to stack my papers up and I was going to take him. By accident. So.
I mean, as you've done our whole entire life.
Yeah, I just steal her little artworks that she's like, look at this thing. And I'm like, and then you'll never see it again.
Yeah, I don't know.
I found a folder of those.
I have, like, all these markers and pens and stuff because I was doing, like, some coloring stuff, which I still like. I just haven't been doing it as much recently. And then I was like, I want to draw a cactus. A really, like, aesthetic cactus. I messed up on the pot, though. That's the part that irritates.
It is bad.
It's just not cute enough. I want it to be cuter.
Should have done, like, a little circle white one. Yeah. It's a big, fat red one.
Yeah. I think it just should have been smaller, but I did it all freehand, so you know what? You make mistakes freehand.
What did we just talk about?
What was this podcast even about?
Nothing.
Passions are difficult. You have ups and downs. Sometimes you regret the pot you drew.
Feel your feelings. Sign off.
Feel your regrets. Next time you draw a cactus, you'll know better.
I believe in you and the little cactus.
What about you? Do you have any enders? Anything you want to say?
I just want to say a bunch of corny things from a bunch of movies, but I'll just put those sound bites in. Unlike our first episode where we were just saying them.
You may say one corny thing from a movie. Just pick the best one.
Thanks for all the fish. That's the one that's like on the forefront of my mind.
You know, we did eat a lot of sushi.
Yeah, it was between that and I wish you all a fond farewell.
That one's less, like, funny, I guess.
Yeah, see? It's hard. It's hard being green. It's hard being a little cactus. That's big fat pot.
My work coworker, he has a... I don't know why I said it like that. My coworker, he has cactuses. And I swear, like, I have thought that these cactuses are dead or in hibernation for, like, many years. All of a sudden, like, this year, one of the cactuses, it grew a little hat. And then it's been growing and growing and growing, and it's, like, green, like, very green. And it's just, like, one day I think this cactus is gonna overtake the rest of the cactus. Aww. And it's gonna, like, burst. Like, some kind of lizard or something. I don't know. It just is very bizarre because this cactus has done, like, I've worked at this place for, like, 5 years. This cactus has done nothing. And now all of a sudden it's just like, I'm ready.
Yeah.
Conditions are right for me.
Finally right. Even though they haven't changed. That's how it is sometimes. Well, I will say, no regrets. It's been an honor. Chief. Whatever. You're Master Chief. Out of my badge.
Master Chief. This time, we're gonna die for sure, for real. They won't make another sequel.
No. They'll just keep making shows, apparently.
Even though they do keep making sequels. I feel like every time, it's like Fast and Furious, where it's like, this is the last time for sure, for real. One more ride. And it's like...
Then 5 years later. 5 rides later.
Fast and Furious 100.
More furious.
We've
never been more furious. They can just always keep making it more furious because it's more furious than the last one. That's the trick.
Goodbye, folks.
That's all, folks.
We were awesome.
We were great.
Maybe you were too. I think you were good.
I think you're trash. You didn't give us any feedback, you fucks. This is why it died. It's all your fault. Two kinds of people.
Bye. You stay. I'm been and always shall be your friend. Live long and prosper. I've put this off for far too long. I regret to announce this is the end. I'm going now. I bid you all a very fond farewell.